Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The number, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we may have a special third host joining us tonight. I'll wait on announcing who that is going to be if he steps through the door, which I expect him to probably within a matter of moments. There's, of course, a lot in the news worthy of discussion, and one of the most insane headlines that I saw today, and by the way, coming up, we'll talk about the pig story that you had last night, Bonnie, we didn't get to. But one of the most insane headlines that I saw today from The Independent in the UK is that the U.S. federal gang is considering sanctioning not Russia, but now India.
What? For Russia's actions?
So, apparently, the UN had themselves a vote recently regarding the Ukraine situation.
Mm.
And in that vote, apparently the India government representatives abstained from the vote on the UN General Assembly resolution to condemn the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
That's funny, because when I saw that, I thought, if I was one of them voting, not that I'd ever be a government official in the UN voting, but right. If I was, I would just abstain from that ridiculous vote.
They didn't take a position.
Hmm.
They simply said, you know what, we're just going to step away from this. Even, you know what I heard the other day, too, is that Switzerland has finally stopped being neutral.
Hmm.
After however many, decades.
I also saw that like 30 countries remained or abstained.
Oh, really?
Or maybe like 20, but there were some that voted against it, mm-hmm. and then like at least 20 or 30 that abstained.
Well, apparently now speaking to the members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a senior U.S. diplomat said the Biden administration is considering sanctions against India. Simply because they didn't take the U.S.'s side, they're now talking about punishing the Indian people. Because remember, it is the people who suffer the greatest under sanctions.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But this just goes to show this is just a criminal enterprise from top to bottom. If you don't go with the criminal gang, they will come after you. And in fact, I do have a story about sanctions from one of your favorite sources, Bonnie. You usually use EFF. You use
FEE.
This is the Future of Freedom Foundation, another three-letter one. Jacob Hornberger writes this story about the evil of sanctions. He says, after maneuvering Russia into choosing either one to permit the U.S. to install its missiles, bases, troops, tanks, and weaponry along Russia's border in Ukraine, or two, to invade Ukraine to prevent that from happening, Biden, the Pentagon, and the CIA are now responding to Russia, their choice of number two, by imposing brutal sanctions on the Russian people. Sure, they're making out like the sanctions are targeting Putin and the Russian elites in the government that are supporting the invasion, but that's just another lie. In fact, the sanctions are designed to do the same thing as against sanctions in Iran, Cuba, North Korea, China, Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. They are designed to squeeze the Russian people with impoverishment and even death in the hope that they will protest and cause Vladimir Putin to change course or even violently revolt against Putin's regime.
It's just crazy because I never remember, as a kid at least, watching like Fox News, I never remember the mainstream media ever saying there's going to be sanctions on this, but we're only going to target the government. And it just makes me wonder if it's libertarians who point out all the time sanctions only hurt the people that have convinced the mainstream media they need to try to kind of convince the American public, no, sanctions are fine because we're just targeting the government. I've never heard them say that before. We're just targeting the government with these sanctions.
We're just going after the bad guys.
I've never heard them say that.
But the reality is, and I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff, Bonnie, the average people over in Russia, many of whom are against war, many of whom do not want to see an invasion of Ukraine or continued conflict in Ukraine. Many of those people are being told, for instance, like OnlyFans, whatever you call them, creators, I guess.
Yeah, and YouTubers.
And YouTubers. They're being cut off. Mm. They're being told, nope, we can't send money to your bank. So, sorry, we're not going to be able to pay you due to you being in the wrong place, basically. And those are just two examples. I'm sure there are a myriad of other examples. There's one guy who's like in the crypto world who said he lived in Ukraine and escaped from Ukraine once all this thing got started. And he is, I forget exactly where he ended up, somewhere east of there. I don't think he's in Russia, but his credit cards and debit cards aren't working.
Hmm.
So
wait, but he was Ukrainian?
Maybe he was in Russia. I don't know. But anyway, somebody who, again, isn't one of the elites, but now can't use his debit cards. Luckily, he has some cryptocurrency on hand, so he's not completely impoverished and some desperate individual.
Did you see that the Washington Post called this, right at the beginning, the first crypto war?
No.
And I clicked on that just to see what the heck they meant by that, and it just said, because it's the first war where people will use cryptocurrency to still spend money when their bank accounts get frozen and stuff like that. And I was just like, what a weird thing. Why would you call it a crypto war? That makes it sound like it's a war over crypto.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. At the same time, the Ukrainian government gang has been putting up cryptocurrency addresses for people to donate. And as of yesterday, it's probably a lot more by now, but as of yesterday, they had over $200 million worth of Bitcoin that have been donated, apparently.
And that's ridiculous.
It's insane.
I can't imagine giving any government cryptocurrency.
Right. You know they're going to use it to just kill people. Right. They're going to kill people with this money. They're going to enslave people. They're going to draft people. But anyway, as he points out in this story at the Future of Freedom Foundation, Hornberger writes that never mind that some protesters are likely to get killed or that a revolution will mean thousands of deaths. Because remember, the idea purportedly behind sanctions is to get people to revolt and overthrow the government.
Mm.
But that doesn't matter to the U.S. officials. What matters is the political goal they're striving to achieve with their sanctions.
Well, nobody revolted when the economy was the worst, you know, it's been in years and people couldn't work or go outside. Nobody revolted. So why are they even trying sanctions? Nobody's going to care.
I mean, when have sanctions actually caused a revolt? Look at North Korea. They've been sanctioned for decades, and the people there are just either completely brainwashed and they believe the Kims are gods, or they don't believe that, but they're afraid to do anything because they're surrounded by a bunch of brainwashed people who will do whatever it is that the regime says. In Venezuela, they've had a lot of sanctions on for the last decade or whatever, but they haven't overthrown their government, although there have been some pretty raucous protests that have gone on in the last decade. Still, Maduro sitting pretty, fat and happy in the head office there. So they haven't overthrown there. And, of course, in Cuba, the Castro brothers just got too old. Fidel Castro was no longer in charge of the country because he just got too old. He, you know, ended up dying. So no one threw him out of office. So I mean, there's hardly any examples, none that I'm aware of sanctions actually causing an overthrow of a government.
Just are there sanctions on Somalia?
I don't know, because in Somalia, the government just got, I don't want to remember the exact story, but
yeah, I've never known the story. I just know
ultimately
that they overthrew their government.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was because of sanctions. But any number of foreigners who get killed in the process of trying to achieve that goal is entirely acceptable to the U.S. gang. That's why, for example, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Madeleine Albright exclaimed that the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children from the sanctions on Iraq were, quote, worth it.
Yep, I remember that.
The first thing that must be recognized is the fundamental evil of targeting innocent people with death and impoverishment as a way to achieve a political goal. Isn't that why we condemn terrorism? Where is the moral justification for targeting the Russian people with death and impoverishment simply because their government is doing something that is illegal or unjustifiable?
Yeah, if some radical Islamic or whatever went and suicide bombed and killed 30 people in a building, the government would be like, I stand with the blah, blah, blah people against this horrific attack. But when they kill 500,000 Iraqi children in the name of, I don't know, taking over the Iraq government, it's worth it.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's free talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Bonnie in the studio tonight. And phones are open as always. You can join freedom-loving voluntarists and anarchists and libertarians for the upcoming Fork Fest. The 6th annual Fork Fest is happening this year, June 27th through July 3rd. And all you have to do to attend is get your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room reserved with Rogers Campground. There's no tickets for ForkFest. It's a decentralized camping festival for freedom lovers, and it means that when I say it's decentralized, it means there's no center, there's no organizer.
You don't have to get something approved to be doing something for ForkFest.
Yeah, you don't have to ask anyone's permission.
You don't have to buy a ticket.
You just get your campsite and then hang out with some freedom-loving people through Independence Day, actually. It ends July 3rd, but it's that Saturday. I think that's going to be the second Saturday, July 2nd. There's usually a really awesome fireworks show at the campground, so you don't want to miss that. And, of course, you also want to check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was sold out for the first time ever last year. You can expect that one to sell out again. But, again, ForkFest has no tickets, so there is no sellout status unless we can somehow fill the entire campground. I don't expect that that's going to happen. ForkFest is a much smaller event, so check out forkfest.party to learn more about it. That's an unofficial website. Again, forkfest.party. Again, head over to Rogers Campground. Join us June 27th through July 3rd. We will be at ForkFest. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting, I should say. I don't know if I will be there. I hope to be, but I have to get permission from my federal masters first, basically have my restrictions reduced.
I hope it will.
I'm optimistic that that is going to happen. Either way, Free Talk Live will be there. ForkFest.party is where you can learn more. We're going to talk more about sanctions on the way, plus a pig controversy in New York State. But first, it's Olivia calling from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I decided to call early today because that by the end of the show, the phone lines are usually pretty crowded nowadays.
Yeah, it's
true. I don't know if more people are listening or just they've woken up after 3 hours.
I don't know. That just seems to be the way it goes for whatever reason. People, they just don't call until the last hour of the show in a lot of cases. But what was on your mind tonight?
So I finally joined social.freetalklive.com, and I kind of expected it to be a little like the Discord, but I've shared a lot of stuff and didn't get many replies. So I don't really know how it works, but It's been interesting so far to try to figure it out. I just wanted to say real quick on that. If you just go to social.freetalklive.com, it just brings up like a sign up page.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see what it looks like before you sign up for it, it would actually be social.freetalklive.com/@ FPL. If people just want to look at it, I just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, for a long time I didn't sign up because I was just like, I don't know what this is.
Ah, that's a good point. There are, I don't know how many active users on the site, but there are, you know, it's not a huge site. There's not a ton of people on it. I think there's only several hundred people that have signed up, and some amount of that is spammers that we've had to delete their accounts.
I think a lot of it is following other people, so that way that they'll follow you back, and then they'll see your posts. Otherwise,
well,
they might not
you
see
can
it.
See the posts of the whole site if you click on the local page that just shows single post that's coming from anyone on the entire site. So yeah, there is a little learning curve. It does take a little bit of exploring, but it's really a lot like Twitter. So if you have used Twitter before, then you'll find it to be very familiar. If you're new to Twitter, if you never used it before, then yeah, it'll definitely be a little bit of a learning curve. But check it out. It's social.freetalklive.com. What else, Olivia, was on your mind tonight?
And thanks, Bonnie, for following me. You made my day. So two things real quick. I watched a really interesting video. It was by, it's right here. I pulled it right up. It was by Hudson Union Society, and it's John Perkins on how an economic hitman operates.
Mm-hmm.
And this John Perkins guy talks about, have you heard of him already?
Yeah, I remember hearing, if it's the same guy I'm thinking of, he used to work for the IMF, and he explained how the IMF would give loans to these poor African nations, and then, you know, if the nations would default on the loans, they would own their assets, basically, at that point.
Yes, exactly. And, well, just poor countries around the world, including South America. So they would offer these huge loans that they knew that these countries probably couldn't pay back. The worst part is that the money would actually go to these large, like, American corporations. So the money wasn't even really going to the country. It was going to corporations to build infrastructure. But the corporations didn't have to pay it back. The countries did. So the countries basically became slaves of the United States. And he mentions that the countries that refused, such as Panama and Ecuador, he mentions Panama and Ecuador, he says the jackals could come in after him, which were CIA operatives who would assassinate them. And he mentions two of the leaders, one from Ecuador and one from Panama, who were assassinated because he literally says, because I couldn't corrupt them. So I just, when you hear about freezing bank accounts of the Canadians and things like that, it's just like there's no lengths these people won't go to. Like, I feel like if that didn't stop people, they would have no problems in bombing one of our own cities. And just, I just don't, I mean.
Yeah, if it justified war, you better believe it. If they wanted to go to war and they felt like they didn't have a good excuse that's going to persuade the American people, like weapons,
9/11.
Like, or weapons of mass destruction or whatever their, you know, their boogeyman is, then I wouldn't put it past them. I think they absolutely would bomb their own people
as
a false flag to do that. Olivia, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I don't think it would even be a false flag. Well, in Wellington and New Zealand, they actually set protest. Protesters had a tent, like a tent. I wouldn't say city, but they had set up tents because they were protesting long term, and they just set them on fire. They created like this firestorm, and it's. I mean, how much further? If people say people refuse to the draft to go to war or something, I mean, they could just start. Maybe just. I don't know, killing people. I really don't know where this stops. I mean, if they're willing to assassinate leaders of foreign countries for not taking loans that are clearly usurious, I don't know where it would stop.
It wouldn't stop. I mean, these people are power sick freaks, and they will do anything to keep and expand that power.
Yeah.
And thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
We were just talking about Madeleine Albright saying that the half a million Iraqi children that died due to the U.S. going in,
the first time,
doing
the
war
in
Iraq.
The 90s. That
she
one.
Said it was worth it.
That's right.
By the way, worth it.
Welcome to the show, TJ. TJ the Spy in the studio, my good sir. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I have an interesting proposal when we come back from our sponsors. Ian, I have something to talk with you about Pi Day coming up.
Oh, okay. All right. We can do that. And I know you're in town. I didn't know you were coming to Keene, so this is a total surprise. Matt actually just happened to be sick tonight, and so here you are. You're sitting in for him.
I know. Chicken soup for Matt.
Thanks for joining us here. We'll get into Pi Day on the way, plus plenty to talk about with the pig controversy, more on sanctions. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, plus RT America is shutting down completely. They're closing their American division. The number is 603-283-6160, and the phones are, of course, open for you if you want to weigh in here. 603-283-6160.
I'm glad to know that was the real Olivia that I followed back on the Mastodon.
Very good. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A recent study done by AARP finds that over 87% of American voters want Congress to act to lower drug prices. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke with Stephen Colbert.
We are struggling right now to lower the cost of prescription drugs. They got 1,500 lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to make sure that we continue paying the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. So when Biden says we got to lower the cost of prescription drugs, that Medicare's got to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical industry, as the VA now does, the overwhelming majority of the American people support him.
Also, a new federal report says that 3.5 million Americans age 65 and older cannot afford their needed prescription drugs. As the war continues in Ukraine, the United Nations now estimates that more than 10 million people will end up fleeing their homes from Ukraine, including 4 million who may cross the border into neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News. European countries are now also dumping Russian vodka, and with the story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
European countries and supermarket chains have started banning Russian vodka to show their distaste for Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The government-controlled alcohol monopolies in Finland and Sweden were the first to ban liquor sourced from Russia on Monday, followed by the authorities in Norway on Tuesday. Major supermarket brands across the three Baltic states also banned Russian vodka. They went one step further and banned all goods originating from Russia as well.
Ken Duberstein, President Ronald Reagan's chief of staff during his final year in office, passed away. He was 77. Duberstein was a close confidant and advisor to Reagan, serving in the White House at the beginning of the Republican president's first term in office and in the home stretch of his second term. He resigned in 1983 and joined a lobbying firm, only to be called back to the White House in 1987. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian, TJ the Spy.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we're going to get into the story that Bonnie has to talk about. She brought it in last night. We didn't get a chance to get to it. It's about a pig. Not a cop. actual oink oink pig that's caused some controversy in New York State, the Empire State. We'll get into that story in a little bit. Plus, we were talking about sanctions before you arrived, TJ, and you had something about Pi Day you wanted to announce?
Well, yes. As you know, I am a mathematician and engineer, so Pi Day, as you know, is pi is 3.14 approximately, and one of the things we engineers do to entertain ourselves to try and show who knows more pi or digits of e or any other random constant, and we try to memorize 50 to 100 digits just to show off. So this is one thing that I usually do, and I mention this because March 14th this year is Pi Day.
It's always Pi Day.
It's always Pi Day every March 14th. Yeah. But pi is approximately equal to 3.1415926535896933843338327950288419719693993751058209749444.
Were you checking it right there, Bonnie?
Yep, I was checking his work. Yep. I Googled it.
He nailed it?
Yep.
Okay. So, how many digits was that?
I think it's like 70 or so.
Wow.
You know what James, my husband, said when I did that to him? He said, that's not 100. And I said, honey, I didn't know I needed to memorize 100 digits to spy to prove my undying love for you.
I'm divorcing you.
Well, I point this out because it's like push-ups. You know, mm-hmm. how many push-ups can you do? And I don't care if you can do 5 or 1 or 10. I just want to know how many you can do, and then how many do you think you could do if you trained for a year doing push-ups all day? How many consecutive push-ups do you think you can do? And I think that's a wonderful thing you can do for the mind. Pi is a useful constant anyway, and, you know, it's always kind of fun to memorize things. At least it was for me, but I mention that because March 14th this year, I received, thanks to Postal Inspector Brian Evans of the Boston Field Office, a summons to appear on March 14th. So you, my good sir, messed up my Pi Day. I'm going to be spending it in New Hampshire in front of the grand jury.
Well,
possibly.
Maybe.
So that leads to, you know Law and Order, right?
No, I've heard of it.
It's a television law drama with Jack McCoy and a whole bunch of police where they go around investigating crimes. But one of the things they talk about is privilege, like attorney-client privilege or doctor-patient privilege, when the police cannot compel somebody to testify in court. One of those privileges is spousal privileges, priest-penitent privilege, when you go confess to a priest. Well, spousal privilege means I cannot be compelled to testify against James since he's my lawfully wedded husband. Now, hear me out here, Ian. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Since you cannot be compelled to testify against your lawfully wedded spouse, and since I am scheduled to be going before the grand jury, I just want to know, Ian, will you marry me? I will sign all the prenuptials. All the prenuptials. I'm not after your millions of dollars in Bitcoin, although that certainly helps.
I don't have any.
I'm not after you. And trust me, Bonnie can still take care of you in all those ways that heterosexual men need to be taken care of that men can't take care of each other with. So, you know, I just wanted to know, that will get me out of testifying if I'm legally married to you. James said he wouldn't be happy getting divorced, but he'd do it for you, too. That he'd be.
But then they could force you to testify against James.
See, that is true. So I got to pick a boat and ride it, my good sir.
Well, I certainly would not want you to
abandon James
your
good. Yes.
dedicated love of your life, who you've spent the last half a decade with.
Well, yes, I know. Can you believe it's been over 6 years?
Wow.
Time flies when you're happy.
Is that your best relationship?
Yeah, actually, it outlasted my marriage. My marriage lasted 5 years to the day. I was going on a honeymoon anniversary cruise.
To the day,
and instead of tickets for our honeymoon ticket to Belize, I got served divorce papers. And
wow.
That was a nosedive.
This is just the federal government's way of telling you, you never should have left New Hampshire.
Exactly. James, you know, as he was complaining about all the money he was spending on lawyers, because he has a lawyer, too. They've summoned him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to get the subpoena quashed in court or trying to get some other way out. But
somehow Mark Edge was able to do that. I don't know what
his attorney, Robin, got him out of that. He invoked his Fifth Amendment, and under the rules...
Now, this is the thing. Now, you can clarify the rules because you pay attention to these things.
Yes.
But I remember when Chelsea Manning got out of prison, they then subpoenaed her to a grand jury, and she refused to go, and that was supposed to lock her back up in prison until the end of the grand jury, which was could be like 16 months, something like that. So how can somebody just, you know, file paperwork and just say, nah, we're not going?
It's one of the few exceptions where you don't have a right to confront your accuser. If you go before a judge and the judge says, you know, squeal, you've been given immunity. So, I mean, one of the things in court, you always have a Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate yourself or to not testify. So the way the prosecution pierces that protection, in the lawyer speak, they pierce the protection of the Fifth Amendment, is they give you immunity. They say, okay, as long as you testify truthfully about what crime occurred, we will not prosecute you for it, but we need your testimony to go after this other bad guy.
So you think that's what Mark might have done, was say, hey, you're going to give me immunity? And
actually, yeah, that's exactly what his attorney did. He said, my client will not speak without immunity, and the U.S. attorney refused to give it to Mark.
I see.
And that, the idea being, if Mark was actually involved in this, like say he was the mastermind of some criminal enterprise, mm-hmm. it would be kind of dumb to give him immunity, and then he pulls off his Scooby-Doo mask and says, ha-ha, I was really the one. Ian was just a patsy. You know, he never did anything. It was me all along.
So, TJ, is it a hard decision to choose who, which boat to ride, your husband of 6 years or Ian?
You know, there are so many wonderful things I like about both, and I look forward to seeing how your guys' relationship develops over the coming years. I hope it's fruitful and successful. I know it'll be interesting, because I've known Ian for a long time, and nothing boring ever happens with him. You know, I just figure, like, maybe, you know, if I were married to Ian, it's like, honey, can we just go out for ice cream instead? Do we have to get raided by the FBI every 6 months or 5 years, or do we have to have the postal inspectors?
It's really annoying.
I know it is. I thought you would have just, you know, why not just tick off the FBI, Ian? Why do you got to bring in the IRS, the ATF, the postal inspectors? I mean, next you're going to have Bureau of Land Management. They're going to be arresting you for illegal cattle grazing in your backyard. You know, you didn't pay your cattle ranching fees like the Bundys did.
But you're actually here to head to the Liberty Forum this weekend, right?
That is correct. Tomorrow is start of Liberty Forum.
That's right. Yeah, they do an evening thing on Friday, so there's not a whole lot
going
on.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you're not going tomorrow.
You're staying at the hotel out there?
I'm staying at the Best Western in, I think it's Manchester?
Yeah, it's the Best Western Plus. It's out by the airport. By the way, this event is a sold-out event. Liberty Forum, I think the last time they sold out was when Ron Paul spoke in, like, 2007 or 8 or something like that.
Is that when he signed the Shire Society Declaration?
No, that was years later.
Oh.
No.
Where was he? Did he go to Porkfest?
No, El Stone, who's a liberty activist here in New Hampshire, found Ron Paul. He was at, or he confronted him or whatever. He was in Colorado, actually. There was some sort of a crypto conference that Ron Paul was speaking at in Colorado, like a crypto freedom conference. And Ron Paul was on the stage. And after the speech, El Stone managed to get Ron Paul's attention for a little while, and he unrolled the Shire Society Declaration. He had his own copy, calligraphy, you know, official copy or whatever of it, and he got Ron Paul to sign it.
Yeah, and he allowed me to sign it, his copy that is signed by Ron Paul, but he would not allow me to take a picture.
So weird. Stone's an interesting character.
Yeah, I like Al Stone.
I wanted to. Now I don't even tell anyone that story ever because I'm like, I don't have any proof.
Yeah.
I signed it right next to Ron Paul. Well, maybe not like touching, but I wanted it in the same vicinity as Ron Paul's.
So you know it was true.
I know it's true. And Al Stone knows it's true.
I think he's willing to sell that thing, but I don't know what his asking price is.
One Bitcoin.
Quite high. Yeah. I mean, it is a pretty important document for freedom lovers. If you haven't checked out the Shire Society Declaration, you can go to shiresociety.com. It's basically a personal declaration of independence. It's like a hardcore voluntarist statement of freedom from the state. And the fact that Ron Paul signed that is pretty awesome.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
And he is, by the way, a supporter of the Free State Project, Ron Paul. He has endorsed the Free State Project in the past and thinks it's great idea for freedom-loving people to gather together in one geographic area. And so that's part of what's happening this weekend, is hundreds of people will be at this Best Western that is in Manchester, and there's going to be speeches and panels and lunches and things like that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More about sanctions on the way here tonight. ENTJ and Bonnie are in the studio, and you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Join our Matrix chat server. It is a self-hosted server. And it can be encrypted, so like you can create your own chat room there. You can have it be public or private. It can be encrypted or unencrypted. It is completely up to you how to set it up, and it's free. So head over to chat.freetalklive.com and get step-by-step instructions on how to join our server there. And Matrix is federated as well, which means that you can connect from our Matrix server to other people's Matrix servers and vice versa. Although there are some channels that I set up, so there's like kind of the official Free Talk Live channels, and then there's dozens of others that our listeners created, which is really cool. Which is different from Discord, by the way. Discord is completely centrally controlled. When we had a Discord, we had to be the ones to create the channels and delete the channels or whatever. Our listeners couldn't do any of that themselves. And Discord is centrally controlled by a corporation, so they have all kinds of rules. In fact, I just saw today, it was, I think, Odyssey on their social media. They posted that Discord, no, it was Library, LBRY.com. They posted that Discord has in their terms of service, no misinformation allowed. So,
uh-oh.
That, you know,
huge loophole that you can drive a truck through and just call anything they don't like misinformation. They can just shut your entire Discord server down at any time if they just don't like your opinions. And they have done that. They shut ours down a couple of years ago now. So we've been on Matrix ever since, and it's been absolutely great. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com because we're in control of the server. There's no one else who can tell us what to do.
Right.
Which is awesome. Chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening. You know what would really be awesome? You know how these Ukrainians are fighting back against the Russians? Troops that are and forces that are advancing and they're slowing down the Russians is if the Ukrainians kick the Russians' butts and the Russians get kicked out of Ukraine, and then all these Russian freedom fighters from age, 16 up to age 60, and they don't have the ladies around, so they say, hey, why stop with the Russian forces? What about the Ukrainian government? I don't know much about the Ukrainian government myself, but if they're like most countries, there's all kinds of nasty drug laws and collecting school taxes and forcing children to attend school so they can learn all about how lucky they are to live in a free country, you know, kind of like they do in a lot of countries. In the United States, it's everything from agricultural subsidies to zoning variances. What if they just say, like the Twisted Sister song, we're not going to take it. And they fight back against the Ukrainian government, and they establish a libertarian paradise in Ukraine, and then much the way...
Well, that is a silly fantasy.
It is, because Ukraine is losing already.
Well, I mean, it's hard to know what the truth is, Bonnie, as far as who's winning or losing. But
I thought Russia said, okay, now that I'm winning, I'm going to take over the whole country.
Well, I mean, that's... There's a mainstream media article claiming that Russia is intending to, the Russian government, I should say, is intending to take over the entire Ukraine. I don't know if Putin himself has said that at this point. We can dig deeper into that here in moments, but I think it's too early to say whether someone is winning or losing in this conflict. One thing's for sure, it's the people that lose in any war, and that's what we were talking about with the sanctions earlier. We're going to get back into that, how people are being punished in Russia for the actions of the criminal government of Russia. And I just want to clarify, all governments are criminals.
Well, I also want to ask Tom if he's heard of the story from 2021 where Ukrainians surrounded and threw a politician into the trash can.
I did not hear about that story, but, you know, the way the American Revolution inspired, they say, the French Revolution and eventually the Brazilian revolt against the Portuguese and Brazilian independence, what if the Ukrainians establish a libertarian paradise in Ukraine, and they inspire the rest of the world to throw off the shackles of, you know, school taxes and zoning restrictions and anybody.
Well, the odds that a libertarian paradise is going to come up in Ukraine seem very, very low.
Yeah.
The Ukraine, by the way, on the Fraser Institute Economic Freedom of the World.
You keep saying the Ukraine.
Yeah, it's a bad habit. The Economic Freedom of the World 2021 study that came out at the end of last year, Fraser Institute ranks Ukraine at number 129 in the red, the bad section of like the lower quarter of all of the world's countries. On this list, there are only 165 countries. So Ukraine is number 129. Under is ranked lower as far as economic freedom than Senegal, Papua New Guinea, Vietnam, Bolivia, and many others, including the Russian Federation, which is ranked at number 100.
So maybe they'll revolt against the Ukrainian government if to fight for more economic freedom, and then anybody could buy a house on the market and open a saloon or a casino or a brothel or an opium den, and there'd be no laws against it because it would be a free country.
Well, that would be wonderful, and if that does happen, Tom, I will...
I'm getting my plane ticket.
Yeah, sign me up, because I definitely am interested in going to the freest place, and thank you for the call tonight. However, I'm convinced that New Hampshire is the freest place on the planet as far as, you know, states
are concerned, obviously it still has a state and it's still part of the United States, so we need to rectify those situations and secede as quickly as possible from the United States, which I've been saying for many, many years. And more people are now talking about peaceful secession than ever before. But when you look at the Fraser Institute, very same institute here, Fraser Institute, which is based, I believe, in Canada, they do a yearly freedom, economic freedom study, not just of the world, but they also do a North American freedom study. And guess which state slash province is number one?
New Hampshire.
Yeah. It's number one. And that's out of all of Canadian provinces, U.S. states, and Mexican states.
Wow.
New Hampshire is number one most economically free.
And of the world, right?
Well, the problem with the Fraser Institute study is the Economic Freedom of the World study is separate from the North American study. So when it comes to the Economic Freedom of the World study, they only look at the United States as a whole.
Oh,
they don't look at New Hampshire.
Is the United States as a whole number one?
No. The United States is number six.
What's number one?
Hong Kong. Still,
okay, yeah.
Even though China took it over in the late 90s, it hasn't completely, you know, snuffed out.
Just economic freedom, though, right?
Correct.
So what is the number one most free? Do they have that?
There is a different study that looks at, I believe, all freedoms or looks at a wider selection of freedoms. And offhand, I don't remember whose study that is. So I don't have that handy. But prior to the United States or above the United States on this list, you've got Hong Kong at number one, Singapore at number two, New Zealand at number three, and we know that these are places that don't have great personal freedoms, right?
Yeah.
Switzerland at number four, and Georgia at number five, the former Russian state.
Wow.
Which is interesting. So that, I think, if you broke out New Hampshire from the United States, because remember, California and New York and all the worst of the United States are bringing the United States' numbers down. So if we were to break out New Hampshire from the U.S. on this chart, I mean, U.S. isn't that far from Hong Kong. Out of 10 points, maximum 10 points, Hong Kong gets 8.91 and the U.S. 8.24. So they're within the same point range. And so I just suspect New Hampshire is going to be higher up than Georgia and Switzerland and New Zealand and the rest of them. But there's no way to know for sure.
Certainly the state of California or Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
They drag us down for sure.
California is, I think, number 49 and New York number 50 when you look at the economic freedom of the world.
States.
Freedom, freedom in the 50 states. That's the one that looks at all freedoms. But that just focuses on the states. There is another one for the world, and again, I'm not recalling which one that is at this moment. So the number is 603-283-6160. We were talking about economic sanctions and how, according to the Future of Freedom Foundation, that this really hurts people. It hurts the average people of any given country when sanctions are put upon them. And I'm going to continue with that story here. The Future of Freedom Foundation, it's Jacob G. Hornberger. He's the founder of that organization. They do some great work. He's a really principled libertarian. We're going to get into that coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We've also got this controversy with a pig in New York State that you want to tell us about tonight, Bonnie. That's on the way. And again, open phones every night here on Free Talk Live.
Not the donut-eating pig.
No, the other. Well, you got to correct yourself there. Actually, when Mark Edge had a bunch of pigs, he fed them donuts. Because he was getting donuts.
Well, I've heard they'll eat anything, like dead bodies.
Right.
So
he was getting stale donuts from like one of the local donut manufacturers and feeding them to his pigs. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.